堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 23 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
Pro-Syrian members of the Lebanese Parliament have succeeded in getting their candidate for Prime Minister, Omar Karami, re-nominated 10 days after he was forced to resign following anti-Syrian demonstrations in Beirut. The Lebanese president, Emil Lahoud, is due to make a formal announcement on Thursday, but is expected to reappoint Mr. Karami as premier after a majority of deputies in Lebanon's parliament backed him to form a new government. The move, which follows 2 days of protest by pro-Syrian supporters in Beirut and Damascus, has angered the Lebanese opposition. Genouar Jalloul, an opposition MP, says even if Mr. Karami is reinstalled, his new cabinet will face a parliamentary vote of confidence.
The major point is the confidence vote. I'm convinced that many parliamentarians would want a true and real investigation in the killing of Prime Minister Hariri, and they want also the resignation of the chief security officers.
The relatives of a British documentary maker who was shot dead by Israeli soldiers while filming in the Gaza Strip have been told by the Israeli authorities that the soldier involved will not be prosecuted. The family of James Miller said they were told that Israel would only be taking disciplinary action against the soldier. James Miller was killed as he and colleagues attempted to leave the home of a Palestinian family in Rafah in May 2003. His sister, Anne Miller, says the family will be fighting against the decision.
We're going to consider a judicial review of the decision not to prosecute. We obviously need to see the content of the report as well and see if that varies at all from the versions we've been given today. We're going to issue a civil action for the wrongful killing of James Miller and also for the negligence and deliberate omissions in their investigation and their failure to secure and collect the evidence which would otherwise have conclusively proved who killed my brother.
Controversial proposals to counter terrorism in Britain have been approved by the lower house of parliament, the Commons, but will face further stiff opposition in the upper chamber, the House of Lords, on Thursday. The proposals to impose restrictions on terrorist suspects without a trial have provoked some of the strongest opposition to the government since Tony Blair became Prime Minister in 1997. Many MPs in his own Labour Party opposed the new law for taking away people's liberty. An international team of health experts has revealed that the incidence of malaria around the world could exceed the World Health Organization estimate by around half as much again. Their findings, published in the journal Nature, put the probable number of cases of malaria each year at more than 500 million. You're listening to the news from the BBC. Indian scientists say they have won a landmark victory at the European Patent Office, preventing an American multinational company from patenting a natural substance derived from the neem tree. The scientists had argued that Indians had used the neem tree in agriculture, medicine, toiletries and cosmetics for centuries. Jill McGivering reports.
This battle for neem has raged for the past 10 years. US scientists who developed a neem-based biopesticide did initially have a patent awarded, but Indian scientists objected. They say substances from the neem tree, which is common in India, have been used there for centuries. To them, it's a natural Indian resource, to which a foreign company can't claim exclusive commercial rights. US patent law doesn't accept traditional knowledge as a prior claim, unless it's been scientifically documented. But the European Patents Office also saw documents presented by India that showed Indian scientists had conducted research on neem's properties.
The boy at the centre of the trial in California of the pop star Michael Jackson has started giving evidence. 15-year-old Gavin Arviso alleges he was sexually abused by Michael Jackson. From the courthouse in Santa Maria, here's our reporter Michael Buchanan.
Gavin Arviso took to the witness stand to testify against Michael Jackson, the man he claims sexually abused him. Dressed in a blue shirt, his evidence so far has focused on giving basic autobiographical details. But he's expected to tell the jury that he was molested on at least two occasions in 2003 by the pop star. Earlier, Michael Jackson's lawyer, Thomas Mesereau, had spent a second day trying to dismantle the evidence and credibility of the accuser's brother. The 14-year-old is the only eyewitness to the alleged abuse, and the defence team forced him to admit that he'd given the authorities contradictory accounts of what he says he'd seen.
The Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, has welcomed the invitation from the United States for a joint investigation into the death of an Italian Secret Service agent shot dead by American troops in Iraq last week. But Mr. Berlusconi said the US must also be ready to assume responsibility for the incident. BBC News.